Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta
cut you down. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. We're going right to the lines. I'm going to take you in order. Do not hang up. We'll get to all of you in order. We start with Bob of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Bob. What's in your mind today?
Jefferson Davis is on my mind. The 14th Amendment, third clause. They were talking about, Neil Katyal was on last night about all the amicus briefs going into the Supreme Court on this case. And it's amazing. Now, the historians have basically shot down all the right-wing talking points, you know, the Trump talking points. They just unearthed them systematically. In particular, one of them, you know, that it didn't actually list the president. It lists the vice president and others. But they were concerned about Jefferson Davis, the former president of the Confederacy, running. But he wouldn't have been a former president of the United States anyhow. He would have been a former, congressman or something, I suppose. So I think the historians have done a great service for us in terms of finding out what the real meaning of that clause is. And I don't know if the tarantulas can ignore reality or accept it. We'll see what happens.
That's a very good insight. Let me respond to that quick before we get to the next caller. It's very, very clear that what happened was an insurrection, in my view. Very, very clear. It's very, very clear that Trump orchestrated it, that he's put a save the date card, had everybody come to Washington, gin them up with a speech and all of that. That's very, very clear. It's clearly an insurrection. And clearly the 14th Amendment bars him from running simply because it doesn't mention any particular. It just says any federal, basically official. And a president is a federal official. The history that you're providing us is true. They were very worried about two people. They're very worried about Jefferson Davis and Robert E. Lee. Both of them had very wide name recognition in the South, and they didn't want either one of them to run for president of the United States. And that's also true of senators. You know what happened afterwards, where the Vice President Johnson back then, who they impeached but didn't convict, he basically was pro-Confederate. He was a Democrat, but he was a slavery Democrat. And he let people run for Congress and Senate. So some of these Confederates came back into the Congress. The minute Ulysses Grant came in in 1868, that got done. They threw them out, and he sent federal troops down south to stop the Ku Klux Klan and stop the Confederates and protected black people. So you're right. All of these arguments, well, they didn't mention the president. Or here's the one I love. Well, you know, he didn't say he'd support the Constitution. He said he would protect and defend it. Well, you know, this kind of stuff really makes me angry, but excellent call. You're right on the money. Jack of Merrimack, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Jack?
Well, I have an answer to the major part of the so-called border problem, which has pretty much been ginned up just by the Republicans. And of course, their continued refusal to do anything about it. I mean, they had 2 years under Trump when they had the executive and the legislative branches of our government, and they did absolutely zip, other than whine about Mexico paying for a wall, which never really got built to any significant amount. Anyway, so here's a possible solution to the border so-called crisis. Let Texas secede. Let Texas supply its own no backup power grid. Oh, we saw how well that worked out. Let Texas pay for its own Army, Navy, Air Force, and oh yeah, their Space Force to guard not just the South, but North, East, and West borders as well. let Texas prosecute its own attorney general, who's clearly a criminal. Oh, he couldn't even be impeached. Let Texas attempt to extradite now internationally anyone it considers violating its laws, like the forced birther law, for example. Let Texas pay for its own uninsured citizens' Medicare. Good luck with that, folks. With the Republicans in control? Yeah. Let them pay for any now federal program that's financed by the government. Little things. Let me think. Airport security, highways, federal law enforcement investigations. You get the idea. This is just the start of the list. Hey, Texas. Right. Bye-bye and good luck.
Well, it's a funny line. Here's the thing. We're not going to let Texas secede. Most of Texas doesn't want to secede. They come up with this every once in a while. They have some extreme right-wing groups down there. And one time when they did, the city of Austin, which has the University of Texas, brought a motion for them to secede from Texas. Texas didn't like that. So, no, it's a funny way of putting it, but how about Social Security, Medicare, the draft, paying for airplanes? The point of the matter is, I've served with guys from Texas in the Navy. They were good guys, very good guys. I don't think the average person in Texas wants to secede. They think this is an embarrassment. But there is a secession party, and they are demanding speakers at the Texas State Convention and all that. Believe it or not, Wisconsin under Scott Walker had some people who advocated secession of Wisconsin. I think one of them was in the 6th Congressional District. And all Scott Walker would say, what do you think about that? All Scott Walker said, well, that doesn't reflect my view. What a weak, weak, snivelly thing to say. Instead of saying, I have just thrown them out of the Republican Party. They're not welcome. I don't want to see them shining around our convention. But that's you've nailed it. That's very, very, very good. Next up, Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling, Mark. What's in your mind today?
Yeah, well, I mean, pure and simple, that Trump is an officer under the United States, which clearly is outlined in the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, and that in Federalist 69, it actually, you know, Hamilton actually says, he more or less says the president is not going to be a king, because that was something that people were worried about, and that president would be subject to punishment and disgrace. So pure and simple there, that Trump should not be allowed to run for office. I mean, the fact that he's not in jail right now is just, they just delayed too long. They thought, well, Trump will just go away. Well, of course, Trump is never going to go away. He's going to be a boil on her backside until he has met his maker. I mean, and for Scott Walker, I've walked to a barnyard and scraped things off my boots that are more of value than Scott Walker is. That it is just, and the man, you know, a man who's only ever cared about himself since he was in Badger State, wanted to be president back when he was in Badger State Boys back in the 80s, and he didn't run Wisconsin for the benefit of the people of the state of Wisconsin. He ran it as fuel for his presidential campaign. That's why we don't have a better rail service in this state. That's why we gave up on the Medicare money. That's why we don't have broadband across the state. Scott Walker is just a criminal as far as I'm concerned.
Well, here's what it is. You nailed it. He was running for president, and so he thought, I want to look like a conservative down south, so I'm not going to take this Medicaid money, you know, screwing us out of $1 billion. But then he goes, the rail thing. And people would say, I'd say, well, wait a minute. Other places, people have space stations, bases, because of geography and warmer weather. We finally get a train, and you're trashing it? That's what he did. It was terrible. Gina Beauclair, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Gene?
I was thinking, you know, it would be a lot cheaper to build a wall around all of the Texas borders than all along our country. So it would be saving us a lot of money. And then the people that wanted to stay in America could just move across the border. And then we could keep those people down there and they could be all happy. Just my personal opinion, because they got so much problems down there and they got Abbott that's causing so much trouble for the rest of the country, and they're not happy being a part of the United States. I don't know, Matt. Sounds like a cheaper solution to me. Thank you, and you have a good day. Bye.
Yeah, Gene, one thing, you know, and frankly to Gene and everybody, you know, I personally like Texas. I want to keep them in the country. They have bad leadership. Cruz, they have Abbott, very, very bad leadership. But the people are our fellow Americans, my fellow veterans. So it's very important to shut this down and say we're not putting up with secession talk. Just keep quiet about it because we're not going to permit it. And Biden now has a choice. How does he get through to the border when they are using Texas National Guard to guard it and keep our people away? That is the issue we're going to get to in the next segment. Al of Milwaukee, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind, Al?
What's up, little brother? I'm also a Vietnam veteran, and I served and trained in Texas. But I have a solution to the immigration problem.
Yeah.
I don't remember anywhere in the history books that said anybody bought land from Mexico. Let's give Mexico back their land. Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, part of Oklahoma, part of Colorado. Give them back their land and let the people down there live on that land. That belongs to them in the first place. We took it from them. We stole it from them. And we didn't pay for it. So give it back to them and let them people live where they want to live.
That's very good satire. You know, the problem is we'd have to give them back California. And I think right now we live in peace with Mexico, and there's a lot of people from Mexico living in this country. But I appreciate your call, Al. Call more often. I'd really like that. Thanks a lot. We can squeeze in, let's see, another quick call. Bill of Grant County. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Yes, Matt, sir. How are you doing?
Real good, Bill. Thank you.
Well, I just understand. I'm kind of confused here where Uncle Joe is real slow when getting to this situation with these three servicemen. It's terrible. I'm very concerned that the world sees Joe as weak, feeble. And I can guarantee if Donald Trump was in there, he'd take the bull by the horns and bomb the hell out of him.
Okay, Bill, I'm going to get back and respond because we have to just break off for a quick second. But I do have a response, and I want you to hear it. And the rest of you that's on the phone, do not hang up. Coming up, we're going to talk about response to that call and also to Abbott of Texas and take the next call. Coming up very quickly. Do not hang up.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna bet you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working.
Welcome back to Matson Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going to respond to our friend from Grant County on Iran. But first, I'm going to take a call from Angie of Monroe. Thanks for calling, Angie. What's on your mind today?
I believe we have lots of servicemen in Texas, like lots of places that, you know, all the, you know, Army stations and the Marine stations and stuff like that. I believe we have stuff like that. Can they imagine that leaving Texas, and what protection would they have from the actual cartel? Because if they don't think cartel wouldn't take over, they got another thing coming, is my opinion.
That's a great, great call, Angie. Thanks a lot for calling. Yeah, I agree. The one thing I want to say is you have a few people shooting their mouth off. You have Abbott talking about it a little bit, Cruz talking about it, and then you have Marjorie Taylor Greene talking about it, and then you have a secession party, which is a small band of nuts. The vast majority of people in Texas are strong patriots of the United States. There are our people. They're us. There are many people that move into that state, that come out of that state. So the secession business is all a lot of smoke and mirrors being blown up by a few nuts. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Cruz, Abbott, and the others. It has no legs to it. So what I like to do, we need to be unified. There should be no red states or blue states. There should only be United States. And the Texas, Angie's exactly right, that a lot of bases, a lot of Air Force bases. My father, when he was in pilot training in the Second World War, did some of that at Corpus Christi. So the point is, it's America. And no place in America is going to secede, I should say. So thanks very much. And before I take the next call, I want to respond to Bill of Grant County. Joe Biden right now is planning our response. Iran is very, very afraid. They have come back and said, well, they've pulled some of their people out of these proxy areas. Some of the proxies have said that they're not going to do anything. They're afraid. Revenge is a dish that is best served cold. Now, let me compare this to Donald Trump. The North Koreans captured Otto Warmbier, a University of Virginia student, and tortured him for a year, sent his tortured body back to his family in Virginia. And Donald Trump said he loved Kim Jong-un and went to Hanoi and humiliated himself, meeting with Kim Jong-un, number one. Number two, he prostrated himself in front of Vladimir Putin. He is Vladimir Putin's Tim Scott. Remember Tim Scott? How he servile he was to Trump in New Hampshire? That is how Trump is to Vladimir Putin. Trump takes money from Chinese banks. He takes money from the Russians. He wouldn't do anything. He wouldn't do anything. He didn't even, he tried to blackmail Ukraine on arms and threatened not to send them any arms. He has called our veterans suckers and losers. What's in it for them? That's what he said. That's what he did. Donald Trump is not a patriot. Joe Biden is a patriot. And so how you orchestrate a swift and military response that really hurts Iran and all their proxies, while you have a Republican Party that won't promote our officers for 10 months and threatens to shut down the government and not pay our troops, they are what's called in law estopped, E-S-T-O-P-P-E-D. The Republican Party is estopped from commenting at all about how Joe Biden's going to respond to Iran. He's going to respond forcefully, very forcefully and fatally to Iran. Oliver of Wausau, my friend. Thanks for calling, Oliver. What's on your mind today?
Well, I'm going to be offering a dissenting opinion as a conservative. So I'll put that to you up front. First of all, it's not a well-known fact. I teach social studies and business at the college formerly, and at the high school level. Texas had the privilege when they came into the Union to, at some point in time, choose to divide into five states. Whether or not they'll ever exercise that right, I don't know. But the difficulty that we have here is something that I haven't heard mentioned too much, and that is 18 times our president has used his executive powers to nationalize the National Guard. One of those times, sir, was 1957 in Little Rock, when President Eisenhower took the National Guard control away from the governor who wanted to stop desegregation. My concern is here that while we're dealing with very serious matters that you just outlined in foreign policy, that something may happen in Texas and somebody takes that step forward that really propels this into a much messier situation. Having heard, even on conservative radio, sir, the representative from Louisiana, and his name and district eludes me, talking about civil war. So I appreciate the fact that you're talking about the fact that we are the United States, but I'm really more concerned that there's very little uniting us right now. And I hope I said that fairly as a conservative in a progressive radio station.
Yeah, no, I welcome calls from everybody. There's no limitation on point of view. I disagree with you. I think you're wrong historically, and I'm going to tell you why. But I do encourage you to call in the future. First of all, it is true that the president has the right to federalize the National Guard. It's true that Eisenhower did it, and we've said that before on this state and this station. And it's true that Biden could do it right now. The guy you're talking about in Louisiana, I think, is Clay Higgins, who's a true right-wing nut, a former police officer. He speaks violently. He's a very bad guy. And you are a principal conservative. He is not. Now, with Texas, Texas is a big state with a lot of people in it. The vast majority don't want to secede. Abraham Lincoln ran into a lot tougher arguments than you've just propounded, because those were people, the 14th Amendment hadn't been passed yet. all they had. They were very close back to the George Washington era. And that was a part slavery government. And Abraham Lincoln said the Declaration of Independence is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And they said, we can secede. He said, no, you can't. And they said, well, why not? And he didn't put it quite this way, but it's basically, we have more bayonets. We have more cannons. We have more firepower. Knock it off. And there were many Southerners didn't want to secede. Many Southerners didn't want. So if you're talking about Clay Higgins from Louisiana, Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia, Cruz from Texas, Abbott from Texas, and a handful of right-wing nuts, and we're going to shut them down. And there's not going to be any bad consequences in terms of military. If what you're thinking is that Abbott's going to have somebody fire on our troops, Abbott is going to be arrested. And frankly, I think that Biden could consider that. Here's the problem. Biden wants to unite the country. Right now, the Republicans are interfering with our military. They won't promote the officers, and they don't want to pay them. They want to shut the government down. He has a lot of things on his plate. So is he going to federalize them right away? Probably not. I respect Joe Biden. But this business that somehow they have a right to do anything is baloney. Abraham Lincoln's bayonets took care of that, and they can take care of him again. We're not going to get that far. There's nobody in Texas really who isn't a nut who wants to secede. Let's be very, very blunt about that. Okay, I see you on the lines. We're going to step away quickly. Step away quickly. Little news and little weather. And we're going to get back and talk about what Fannie Willis is going through in Atlanta, and as well as some more things about what Abbott's trying. Coming back. Do not hang up. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Now I'm going right to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Dick. What's in your mind today?
Well, real quickly, Matt, to these mental giants that think the answer is just bombing the hell out of the area, that would destabilize prices, you know, for oil all over the world. And I realize we don't get all our oil or even close to any of it from Iran, but it would destabilize the whole thing. So I'm glad we have somebody like Biden making these decisions as opposed to just indiscriminately bombing the hell out of things. I mean, you got to think a little bit out there. And they would be the same people, I'll add, that would be complaining 3-4 days after such a thing when gas goes up in this country. I can hear them already, and the pictures would go back on the pumps, and of course, they're a bunch of simpletons. I mean, think about what you're saying before you put something out there as ridiculous as that.
Right. Yeah. And no, it's a good point. But here's the thing: three of our service members got killed. A price has to be paid, and Biden is the guy to do it. Now, there's part of me. Quite frankly, from the Navy point of view, that you just bombed the hell out of Iran. And I know what you're saying about oil and all that, but you bombed their ports, bombed their Navy, bombed their airfields, bombed Tehran enough to take out the mullahs who run it, and bombed their nuclear facilities and bombed their drone factories that are giving drones to the Russians to use in Ukraine. That is your first instinct. And it's not a bad instinct, and it may have to one day be put into fruition. The question is, right now, there's clearly fear over there. Iran has put out orders to withdraw some of their Iranian guards, they call them, who are out training people, and some of their proxies, because remember, their proxies are vulnerable to being killed. I think that Biden, and he's talked about this, is going to do a series of responses that involve force, and they're going to involve fatalities on the Iranians' part and on the proxies' part and their infrastructure, their missiles, and them and their trainers. There's also some suggestion, I don't know that it'll go this far, about mining their harbors, about electronic warfare, shutting down their communications, and so forth. The difficulty is, if you bomb Tehran, and there's part of me that would like to bomb Tehran, what happens if you bomb the Chinese embassy and kill everybody? That's what we did, by the way, in Serbia back in the 90s. The EU and the U.S. did an airstrike because the Serbs were essentially genociding, killing a lot of people in Kosovo. And we mistakenly hit the Chinese embassy and wiped it out. You know, you got to be very careful about the effects of what you're doing. I like Biden because he's cautious but firm and tough, and he will do what has to be done. And there, some folks will pay dearly for this. The question is this the time? If you bomb their Iran, you have to bomb their nuclear facilities. You have no choice. That's going to have to come, in my opinion, at some point, unless they change their government. But everything I've described is also lacking 99%. Of the intelligence, of the spy information and everything else. Biden's taking it all into account, and I trust him. So thanks a lot, Dick. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind at Wisco Paul?
Hey, good afternoon, Matt. On a little bit lighter side, here there was an article today what Ron DeSantis' failed presidential campaign cost him more than $160 million, so that amounts to about $6,800 per vote received. Now, I thought Scott Walker's campaign was bad. They have a lot in common, DeSantis and Walker anyway, but it's very funny that you'd spend $160 million for, anyway, and just today he's going to send his guard troops and reservists. I don't think he can send a reservist guard troops over to Texas. I find that quite amazing. But here's something that I brought up yesterday, and that's putting targets on people's backs. And that's one of the reasons you're dividing the nation. And Trump's the biggest one at doing that, you know, the death threats. And I went into that yesterday. But here's what Fox News did. I think it was yesterday. They are warning Taylor Swift, not to endorse Biden. That's none of their business to begin with. And she hasn't done anything like that. But when you go out as a news media and you warn somebody not to endorse Biden, what's that saying? She's free to do whatever she wants to do. Is that saying that, hey, wait a minute, if she does that, we're going to put a target on her back as somebody that's bad, and she really is. And I don't like to keep invoking Taylor Swift's name, but the Republican Party, they seem to hate her, and it's just... And the end of what I'm trying to get at here is putting targets on people's backs is not a good thing to do, and you divide the country doing it. And enough of this is enough. And if you're a conservative or a principled conservative, you need to speak out and say, hey, we can do our politics and stuff and disagree with people, but, you know, you eventually are going to get somebody either hurt or killed doing this stuff. And it's just not a good thing. And so with that, Matt, have a nice day.
That's an excellent call. When you're talking about Taylor Swift, I happen to like Taylor Swift. I'm a fan of her music. And for Fox to say that, you know, Trump has already said, he's already made an issue of it to rile up his base, saying that he's more popular than she is, and that... you know, he doesn't like what she's doing. When you say that to tens of millions of people, there's a nut that's going to take that seriously. And that's very, very dangerous. You're absolutely right. And there are death threats flying around all the time. So to those are my friends who call in saying, well, you know, Texas has a right to secede and all that. No, it does not. And the other thing is I want to lessen the temperature on that. Nobody I know from Texas wants to secede. No Navy guys I served with want to. They're proud to be Americans, very proud to be Americans. Texas is a great state with great people, and we can't put too much emphasis on what a handful of nuts are saying. But Wisco Paul, as always, is making a very, very good point. All of these death threats, and then you have people like Jesse Waters and Hannity and all that. They say, oh, I'm not making a death threat, but, you know, Taylor, you better not do this. What the heck do they think is going to come out of that? She's terrific, and this is a very, very sick wing of the Republican Party. Going back to the lines, do not hang up. I'll get you in order. Next one is Beth of Valparaiso, Indiana. Beth, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today?
Hi there, sir. Good to hear your show again. I enjoy it most afternoons. I just wanted to make a comment about the Iran situation and then give you a book suggestion if I don't forget to. I think you'll really like. Anyway, the Iran situation, I'd suggest that people really cool their jets for a minute before you think about just attacking Iran. Number one, look at how things went in Afghanistan and Iraq, and then look at a map of Iran. It's twice as big geographically as Iraq, and it's much more mountainous. Second of all, it has a very young population. Third of all, it's one of the most proud and long-lasting unified cultures of the entire Middle East. It's been a country for thousands of years. And like England and America and Germany and a lot of other countries, it thinks it's as good or better than anybody else. So they're very proud of their culture there, and it is a very different situation than Iraq, which was a piecemeal ex-British colony of people all pasted together. This is a whole different situation. Number three is that they're close allies, as we know, with Russia. And this brings the entire Russian thing into focus. And I realize that at some point the whole Russian-Iranian exported terror situation has to be dealt with. And I'm glad that, you know, we're dealing with Ukraine. Ukraine is our best way of stopping that, I think. And I think we're getting huge benefits for the investment that we're making. But I would not suggest that we think about attacking Iran. I would suggest that we use strategic strikes like we're doing and diplomacy to get the situation back under control. And, oh, here's the book suggestion.
Yeah.
And it's written. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want to say something? I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. I'm going to write down the book. Go ahead, please.
Okay. I know you're a fan of analysis of, like, the Roman Republic and how it did its thing, you know. There was a book written in 2018. I heard the author interviewed on the Tom Hartman Show. It's called, and it's just excellent, and it's very readable. It's not real long. I'd recommend everybody read it because you will see the parallels between our two societies. It's shocking. It's called Mortal Republic, How Rome Fell into Tyranny. Mortal Republic. And
wonderful.
I think the last name of the professor that wrote it is Watts, I'm pretty sure, W-A-T-T-S. So I think you will enjoy that, and it kind of shows you how when the elites get too greedy and they lose their sense of honor, the republic begins to dissolve. So
that is a terrific, that's a terrific call. That's a terrific, articulate, and historically insightful call. Really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, you're next. What's on your mind today, Bill?
You know, enough's enough. I think it's time the Republicans and Biden start using presidential orders, keep track of all the money they're wasting in these sham elections or these sham investigations, start corralling guys like Jim Jordan. 2024, let's call it the year of accountability. It's time for America to say enough. If you don't like America, you have two choices, people. Resign, avoid the embarrassment, or go through the prosecution. We can do it as a nation. We can do it. Biden has the power. He could end a lot of this just by presidential order and say, we put up with enough. We know you're in with, as you call them, the Ruskies. We can say enough's enough. We know what you're doing. Don't insult our intelligence. But, you know, and you know this, I think your listeners know this, the whole Trump mega people, the caucus, all that, they're a house of cards, and the winds are blowing. Thank you.
Excellent call, Bill. Excellent call. And you really hit the nail on the head, as always. Thank you so much for calling. Dave of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. Dave, what's in your mind today?
Yeah, the previous call was a great call, as you said. She made a lot of points. I just want to address some of them. She's probably right about not attacking Iran at this time, especially at this time, given all that's been going on. They are getting nuclear weapons, though. They are acquiring them, and if we don't do anything, they will get a nuke. And the proliferation risks are too great all over the Middle East to not do anything ultimately. As far as it being a big country, that kind of thing, and having to send in troops, I doubt that. I think that air power is sufficiently sophisticated relative to what Iran is capable of to achieve most, if not all, of our objectives in Iran, including taking out the nuclear facilities, especially that, with air power alone. You know, in Bosnia, Kosovo, NATO did it. We saved a million Muslims in Bosnia with air power alone. And you know how many casualties there were? There were absolutely no battlefield casualties whatsoever. You got to also take into account, you know, I don't know what Biden's going to do. As always, it's really, 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 really bad options. Iran, would Russia be so effective with drone warfare? I mean, they wreak havoc wherever they are, wherever they go. Would any of these proxies exist to any significant extent as a threat to anyone if it weren't for Iran? And I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, no, very, very good points. And in responding to Beth of Indiana, her call was an excellent call. At some point, I do agree, if they get nuclear weapons the way North Korea does now, and are not constrained by China the way North Korea is now, there may come a time when we have to go in. And I'd rather have Joe Biden deciding that than Donald Trump. Okay, we're stepping away briefly. When we come back, we now have three Israeli the calls. Fannie Willis, the border, and Ukraine coming up.
That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my head and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to comment on a number of things in this last segment. First of all, with regard to Governor Abbott down in Texas, there are solutions that are being proposed by the right wing down there that are beyond belief. As Wisco Paul said, Florida, the governor, DeSantis, has now sent the Florida National Guard to Texas to, quote, guard the border and, quote, keep out U.S. patrol agents away from the Rio Grande. I think all of this is technically treason. The question is, at what point do you step in, number one? Number two, Lauren Boebert, remember her? Lauren Boebert has now proposed releasing alligators into the Rio Grande so that migrants won't try to wade across, if you can believe that. She's absolutely crazy. One good thing is that Dan Crenshaw, one of the congressmen down there, very right wing, he wears a patch over his eye, lost his eye in combat. He's a Navy SEAL. He's an interesting guy. He is attacking, as he puts it, the right wing of his own party, for what they're doing in blocking the border bill. And he said, quote, "I'm disappointed by the very strange maneuvers by many on the right in my party to torpedo a potential border reform bill. That's what we all ran on doing. If we have a bill that results in a net significant decrease in illegal immigration and we sabotage that, that is inconsistent with what we told our voters we would do." Excellent statement. That's what's going down there. I'm going to take a quick call. Cam of Nina, my friend. Thanks for calling, Cam. What's in your mind today?
First, hey, I feel like I don't do a very good job of saying hi to you on your show, which doesn't feel too respectful, so I apologize for that. So I just want to make sure I say hi.
Hi.
Right. So I hate the discussion around the border. I hate the discussion around southern states wanting to hypothetically role play to secede. They wouldn't last a week. But I hate all of it because we have more important issues we should be taking care of. And I mean, yeah, that's obvious, right? But there's something on the horizon right now. And I've never been like anti-China. What I am, though, is anti use of technologies for nefarious reasons. And AI, as a like these language models and these models that are trained on people's voices, I think it's something like 80 or 85% of all hacks that are done to like healthcare or government systems, which, by the way, yesterday in the news, you can see that a ton of hospitals across the country got hacked by, I'm not even sure what country took credit for it. I think maybe China, but they these models can be used to perform what 85% of hacks are done by, and that's social engineering. They can pretend to be your boss. It doesn't take a lot of videos online that your boss posts, like from social media, to fake using their voice. It's not hard to make it sound like HR. It really, seriously, like this is not science fiction. This is real stuff. I have seen it. I have heard it. It's real. And we're not, we don't have competent people in power right now to make mature decisions on how to defend ourselves from this. We're going to have to get an internet too.
Yeah, that, you know, that's a very good point. And Cam, for those of you who don't know, Cam is a very young guy, and I very much like his opinions mix in the mix. I mean, Cam may end up being governor of the state someday. I mean, he cares about issues, and we need that perspective. And there are two things he said I want to build on. One of them is that this stuff about the border, I want to leave everybody on this show this time with this thought. We're all Americans. We like everybody in every state. Does that mean every elected? Of course not. You know, do I like Marjorie Taylor Greene? No. Do I like Trump? No. But basically, we're all Americans. If you go anywhere in this country, you can feel comfortable. You really can. And that's number one. Number two, there's a Privileges and Immunities Clause in our Constitution. That's what it's called, the Privileges and Immunities Clause. You can go anywhere in this country without a passport. No state can say, okay, you need an ID card to get in. We have total fluidity. If you want to move somewhere, you move somewhere. You don't ask permission. You just sign up to vote there and you put in for a driver's license. That's the way we want it. And I don't want to overstate or emphasize that it's just a handful of nuts, true nuts, who wish the United States evil, who are saying this stupid stuff about secession. It's not serious. It's not going anywhere. And so I don't want to overreact to it. And so people call in and I enjoy getting the calls. But the truth of the matter is that we're a strong, strong country. And Joe Biden has done a great job building our foreign alliances with NATO in Europe, a mini NATO that doesn't call it that in the Pacific to contain China. The second thing that I want, so let's just lower the temperature on secession. It's all baloney. It's not going to happen. The second thing is what Cam said about AI. And at first, when I first heard about all those concerns about AI, I thought, oh, come on, you know, it's just another gimmick. But in New Hampshire, and you may have heard this, they mimicked Joe Biden's voice to call Democratic voters to say that Joe didn't want them to vote in that primary because he wasn't on the ballot and that was strategic and all that. And I listened to it, and honest to Pete, if I'd gotten that call, I would have said that was Joe Biden. I mean, it was perfect. It was unbelievable. And fortunately, a lot of people saw through it because Joe did want you to vote because you're going to write him in. And then he made a very, very good showing. But the point of the matter is that if the average person gets a call like that from his boss or from a police officer or from the mayor or that kind of thing, they're going to believe it. That is a very real danger. Danger of scams and of hacks. And our foreign adversaries are absolutely capable of doing that, especially in election years, to hijack our elections and to make us dislike each other. We're all Americans. Many of us are veterans. We served together. We had each other's backs. We worked together. We went on liberty together. We stood watch together. We banded together. We are Americans. This show is about unity. My personal philosophy is about unity, unity of America. That's what it's all about. So this is a great show, by the way. Stand by for another great show. Devil's Advocate with Diamond Crute coming up. Very great, excellent show. But great callers today, very articulate callers. Callers that are interested in history, had contrary points of view. And I think that in the there's a synthesis from that kind of thing that really gets to the truth. So Matt Flynn Direct, we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.
Back down. No, I won't back down.